you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's edition of Career Talk, we explore the topic of writing a proper business letter. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Yes, man, not a problem. I will send you the letter outlining all of the details you would need for us to participate in the promotion. Yes, man, and I'm sure businesses can work together on something like this. Thanks again, Mr. Sterling. Goodbye.
Meet Rose. Her small business was just invited by a major company to join a promotion that gives discounts to both of their customers.
Whoa. This is such a great opportunity for my business. I can't believe it.
As you can tell, Rose is definitely interested in the promotion, but she has one small hurdle to clear. She has to send a letter to the company giving a brief description of her business as well as her business information.
That is not such a small hurdle, you know. It's a long time I don't write a formal letter to anybody. Most of the time is phone or a quick email I use. I need some help to write this letter because I don't want to write foolishness and them think my business is a little joke business.
Not to worry, Rose. Today is your lucky day. We will help you write a proper business letter that will definitely let people know how organized and professional your business is. The first item that is to be written on a formal business letter is the sender's address. Nowadays, most companies have stationery with the company's letterhead, which typically include its address. However, if you don't have letterhead stationery or are writing in a private capacity, you must begin the letter with either your company's or your personal address. The sender's address is to be positioned on the right-hand side of the page, next to the right margin. You can check envelopes with your address on them for examples of how it can be written. The date should be written in the line immediately below the sender's address. However, it is also acceptable to skip a line and write the date, still below the address.
Okay, so far so good. I've written my address and the date.
Next up, you write the name and title of the person to whom the letter is addressed. This is written on the left side of the page, two spaces below the date. Before writing the person's name, however, it is important to find out how the person is to be addressed.
Oh, you mean like if you call them Miss for a single woman or Mrs. if she's married? Or if they're called Doctor or Professor or Reverend and things like that?
Right, Rose. Good job. Avoid embarrassing mistakes by calling the person's office and getting their correct mode of address. Immediately below the person's name comes his or her address. Two spaces below the receiver's address, you write the salutation, dear, plus the person's mode of address and his or her surname. What's your surname, Rose?
Johnson.
So the salutation will read, dear Miss Johnson.
Okay, got it.
One space below the salutation, positioned in the center of the page, is the subject line. The subject line begins with the abbreviation RE, followed by a colon, and a few words describing the subject of the letter.
Okay, so in my case, the subject line should say something like re-promotional information.
Right again, Rose. Good job. Now on to the body of the letter. To borrow a phrase by authors James Strowman, Kevin Wilson, and Jennifer Wasson, the length of the letter should be in accordance with its importance. If too short, the letter may have a curt tone and may seem to slight the recipient. If the letter is too long, the recipient's attention may wander after the first page, and he or she may not read the letter in its entirety. In your writing, be professional and to the point. Ensure that your paragraphs are neat and concise, and that your letter represents the professionalism that your company stands for. Following us, Rose?
Yes, man, but larks, me never know it takes so much to write one letter. We soon done?
Yes, we're practically done. After the last paragraph of the body of the letter, you skip a line and write what is called a complimentary closing. The complimentary closing includes phrases such as sincerely yours or yours truly. This is written by the left margin. To wrap up, you then skip a few lines and place your signature. You write your name below your signature and your letter is finished.
Thank you for your help. I really appreciate it. Now I'm off to write my letter and build my business.
That's it for this week's program. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer saying join us next week for Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.